take us a little bit back in history and tell us what happened. You mentioned the 1980s thing. Maybe some of us were alive in that late 70s. I know I wasn't quite there yet.
I'm either the oldest millennial or the youngest of whatever came before that.
Yeah,
Gen X.
Gen X, yeah.
Because I'm 1981, so depending on which definition you use, I'm right at the cutoff.
Perfect. I think all of us are right there, too. So what happened in the 1980s? Are we seeing anything like this now? I mean, we're seeing prices collapse in a lot of the, you know, certainly the wheat market, to some extent the corn and soybean market. Are we going to see a return to the 1980s in the credit markets as well, or is this somehow different?
I don't think we're going to end up in the 80s. And if you look at the empirics, if you look at the data, the appreciation we saw now is very different than the 80s. So I spent a lot of time arguing the last several years that, you know, for example, that farmland prices were not a bubble, right? Because when economists says a bubble, what we mean is that the market price is above what it should be based on fundamentals. And if you look at the data, that's what happened in the 80s. So we had growth and expansion. We had all kinds of new trading partners. And so we were expanding a lot in the late 70s. And then we had sort of general economic turmoil, and we lost a lot of the some of those important trading relationships. And then what occurred is that we had high inflationary periods, so the Fed's response is to raise the interest rate. So Paul Volcker raised the interest rate to record levels. And so what then happened is farmers were making less income, and that income now capitalizes very differently under really high interest rate environments. You had a lot of farmers that were, quote, you know, underwater on their assets. And so that's where we see this drastic drawdown in farm real estate values, closer to what, you know, the market fundamentals say they should have been at the time, given the income and interest rates.